United States, in particular, have never opposed expansion of the Security Council and also permanent seats. But then the proposal was made by the existing permanent members that granting permanent seats to Africans, Asians, or Latin Americans would require that they not use their seat to veto. And there are some members who were prepared to accept that condition. But my argument has always been, based on my knowledge of UN law, that there is no reference in the Charter to the word veto. All the Charter says is that passing a binding resolution of the Security Council would require the concurrence of all permanent members, which means it is the permanency that requires concurrence. So just giving permanency now, according to the proposals which have been made, would not mean the extra ones would use their vote to block. And this has not been accepted by the African states. But I know there were other members who were prepared to accept it. So there's no contradictions. Yeah, the U.S. have never, in principle, opposed expansion of the Security Council member states.
Ambassador Jonas, everyone is talking about reforming the Security Council. What do you think is the best way to go? Do you think abolishing the veto is the best way to go and introducing a majority rule in the Security Council, just like the General Assembly?
Well, in practical terms, it is going to be very difficult for some permanent members to accept just plain majority rule in the Security Council. For example, it is doubtful that the United States Senate will ratify any change which removes, quote-unquote, what they call veto from the Charter by the United States. I doubt they would do it. So what one can accept is that if you are going to grant permanent seats to, say, African states, then those permanent seats should have all the rights and responsibilities of the current 5 permanent states. That would be the fairest way to do. But I think the fear is that if you have these new permanent seats in 5 or 6, then it will complicate proceedings in the Security Council and make it difficult to reach decisions. This is the argument which has been made. But these things are not explained usually in discussion. But these are the core problems facing expansion of the permanent seats in the Security Council.
Ambassador Jonas, thank you again. We do appreciate your knowledge about the institution of the United Nations. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.